The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Tuesday, January the 21st. It's good to be with you today. We've got two topics. We're going to talk, first of all, about insurance matters. And many of us don't like to think about insurance, especially long-term insurance. And then Scott Gordon from the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri is here. And he's got some statistics that are just going to kind of blow your mind away with how much food they took in last year and how much food they gave away to people. But let's start, first of all, with Jackie O'Brien. Welcome to Radio Friends, Jackie.
Thank you.
And we were talking before we went on about long-term care insurance. And
yes,
this is something that I think a lot of people really don't like to think about. I don't.
Of
I just kind of put it out of my mind because you think something like this with long-term care is not going to happen to you.
Of course.
I want you to explain to our listeners what happens if you need long-term care. Medicaid will pay for it, right?
Medicaid is the only program that will pay for it.
They will pay for all of your long-term insurance needs. But, and there's a great big but
big
right
but.
There.
But you can't have any other assets. You can have a house, you can have a car, you can't have more than $1,000 in any other assets. So anything you've worked for your whole life to earn, to pass on to your kids, or, you know, say it's long-term care because you broke your hip or both legs and you just need care for 6 or 9 months while you recuperate, that can decimate a large portion of your savings.
Medicare will pay for it, but before they will pay for it, you have to spend down everything that you have, your savings accounts, your
investments.
And you can
anything.
Have $1,000 left, and then they will kick in and pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any
Medicaid?
Medicaid,
yes,
will kick in and pay for it. But you can keep the house, and you can keep the car.
As long as there's a spouse at home that needs it. If you're just a single person, and that's it for you, there's a chance that you could also lose the house.
Now, can the spouse
car.
Not keep half of what you have
there,
as a married couple?
There are a couple different variations. There's different thresholds for different income bands. And that's one great thing about long-term care insurance is that it varies so much case by case. That if the wife has never worked and everything's technically in the husband's name, there can be a shift of assets so then not everything is lost. But long-term care insurance is the primary way to protect your assets in the event that one or both spouses needs long-term care.
Okay. So how does one go about? They can talk to any insurance agent, correct?
Just about. I believe so. I know any – I don't know if like car insurance, if it's just a company that does car insurance,
okay,
they probably
but,
don't.
Right.
But if they do but life insurance –
do life insurance,
mm-hmm,
you can talk to your insurance agent and,
yes,
and tell them that you are interested in long-term care insurance.
Exactly.
Is there a big difference in prices of long-term care insurance, or is it pretty much one fits all?
No, it varies greatly depending on the type of coverage you want. If you want only nursing home coverage, or if you want only home coverage, you know, whatever situation you think will fit you will work, and it depends on how long you think you'll need it. Some
okay.
people think they'll only need it for 2 years. Some will want it for 5 years.
Oh, so you can buy it for 2 years or 5 years, mm-hmm, or you can buy it for the rest of your
however
life.
Long you anticipate needing
okay.
it.
Okay.
But in your 40s and 50s is the prime time to start planning that.
Okay.
The younger you are, the cheaper it is to buy.
So if you want more information, just check with your insurance agent, whoever he or she may be, and they can give you all the details. Or if you want to talk to Jackie O'Brien in person, your number is 573-673-1900. 14.
That is correct.
Okay. Jackie,
great.
Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you
that's
very much.
Something I hadn't I haven't given a whole lot of thought to it. I'm getting to be an old geezer.
Nobody likes to think about it.
Right. All right, Jackie, thank you for
thank
coming
you.
By. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Scott Gordon is with us today from the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. Good to have you here,
good
Scott.
Good to have you here, one geezer to another.
Yeah, well, I think I'm a little bit more of an older geezer than you are.
I don't think so.
But you were telling me before we came on, you set records last year, didn't
we? We set records last year in several categories at the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. The big one, and the one we really want to send a shout out to everybody to say thanks for, is our pounds delivered mark. 36,062,632 pounds of food were distributed by the Food Bank to our 32-county region.
Over 36 million pounds of food.
That's right. Visualize for me, if you will, the earth. If we set the cans of food around the equator, twice around the equator.
That's how much food you gave out.
Put your mind around that.
That's how much food you gave out.
Exactly. And that's it's due in large part to the great giving people that we have here in Central and Northeast Missouri. The best people in the world live here, and people give and give and give and give, and they keep on giving, and we're glad because there's a big, big need mm-hmm. for the emergency food. Another thing that'll blow you over, we had the equivalent of 40% of Columbia's population volunteer at the food bank last year. We had 44,764 people who volunteered at least 2 hours.
The equivalent of 40% of
yes.
the city of Columbia.
Right, figuring 110,000 for Columbia. It may be more than that, but that was the metric we used.
Yeah, and obviously part of these people did not live in the
right,
city of Columbia.
Right, and they didn't. But just for a comparison, we thought that was interesting, you know,
yeah.
that 4 of 10 people volunteered, basically. We have one more that I want to talk about, and that's the volunteer hours, the hours that these people contributed. Phenomenal, giving people. 104,925 hours. That's the equivalent of 52 people working full-time for a year.
Mm. So if you put a salary to that.
If you put a salary to that, even at minimum wage, you know, you do the math.
Yeah, it's a lot. That's a lot of money.
People are wonderful, and we thank you if you helped with food, if you helped with volunteering, or if you just advocated for the food bank, and I know you do. Thank you so much for everything for a wonderful 2013.
Real quick, we got about 30 seconds. Kids Helping Kids,
Kids
Day.
Kids Helping Kids Day is coming up Saturday, March the 8th. We have sessions for kids 4 to 10 to come and volunteer with a parent or a guardian. It really gives them an insight about doing things for others.
And where is that going to be?
At the Food Bank, Saturday, March the 8th. We're taking registrations now. Go to our website or call the Food Bank,
okay.
474-1020.
474-1020.
Yes.
Scott Gordon, thank you so much for coming by.
Always a pleasure.
And again, Happy New Year to you. Tomorrow, Dave Mars will be on telling us how we can save money around the house by being efficient. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Kyle Felling, KBIA. Our floor director is Sifan O'Young. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if something you'd like to hear or see, drop me an email, pepperpmissouri.edu. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Bye.